Oh my god, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, girly poo?
I'm good. Can I tell you, I have a full circle Degrassi the Next Generation moment for us to start with.
Oh my God. Wait, let me turn off Queenie's laser pointer. Because
I
she of course decides 2 minutes ago she wants to play. I said,
Yeah,
Queenie,
obviously.
this needs to wait. So
Well, she knows where the action is. She wants to be part of it. Okay. So, do you watch What We Do in the Shadows?
I don't,
Okay. So, let me tell
but
you.
I've seen a few episodes, and I saw the movie, and I love the movie.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie, and I feel like I should. But since I spend a lot of time with TV on at work as like background noise, I decided, today was the day. We're gonna watch the newest. I say newest. I don't think it, no. There's about to be a new season, but I'm gonna watch season three because I've never watched it before. Miss Paige Michaelchuk herself, Lauren Collins, plays a gym employee that at the gym that one of the characters goes to.
Whoa, on a recent
I,
episode?
yeah, they came out, I think, last summer.
Oh my God, go Lauren Collins.
Right? Like, when I tell you, I almost fell out of my chair because I was like, this cannot, this is not real. Like, are we really doing, like, in the midst?
I know. I love seeing Degrassi actors in things
Elsewhere.
outside of Degrassi.
Yes. It makes me feel so proud of them, even like, I don't know them.
Yeah, but we grew up with them.
Fully gasped. I texted my sister because I know that she's also watching What We Do in the Shadows. And I was like, oh my God, Izzy, Lauren Collins from Degrassi's in this. And she was like, what does that mean? I was like, okay. She was like, I never really watched it, right? And I was like, okay, well, listen to my podcast. Be supportive.
My God, she's not watching along with us.
I think she thought that we were kidding, to be
No,
honest.
it's really happening.
Yeah.
Well, I went. I saw some old high school friends. Shout out. Do you mind if I
Yes.
shout them out if
No,
they're
absolutely. Go
listening?
for it.
Okay, shout out to Maddie. Shout out. And shout out to Tawny. I know she's not a high school friend, but that's Maddie's lover. I went over and we were like, what do we watch? And I was like, well,
Let me tell you.
I was like, did you guys listen to me and Nikki's podcast? And they're like, I feel like they love that we have a podcast about it because Maddie also grew up watching Degrassi, and
Yeah.
she's thrown some shout out names out there talking about how Ashley is a biatch and especially in the earlier seasons. And
Yeah.
I believe she's following along. So shout out to our new listeners. And I would also like to shout out our demographics. I feel like
Yes.
it's, like 6 episodes in, we should look at our demographics here. So, oh wait, I can't because then I have to then I have to exit out. Okay, well,
Oh.
we have 24
24 listeners.
listeners. Ding,
And I'm very excited about it, to be honest. I
ding.
love
Oh
it.
my, I think it's so cool.
Me too.
And we are gonna create an email so that our fans can reach out with any questions or concerns or maybe things they'd like to hear us talk about on the episodes.
Yes.
This week we watched The Mating Game, and I will say the first season of Degrassi was never my favorite because like it's not intense enough.
But it's also like, I don't know, for me, I know there are people that we know that were having sex freshman year of, or like, No, they're in eighth grade. That's even more
It's
crazy.
eighth grade, yeah.
Like, you are so young. You
They
guys
were
should
literally playing with the
honestly,
condoms. They were
yes,
blowing the
like,
condoms
you
up
guys
into
like should
balloons.
just be smooching, have a good time, maybe cop a feel. But like
Yeah.
for them, like, I don't know. I just like I think about who I was in eighth grade, and I don't think that I could have handled that.
Nope.
Like, the opportunity was not presented to me, but I don't think I would have responded well to it had
Yeah.
it
Yeah,
been.
I didn't have the option either. But yeah, okay, so let's talk the mating game. So we start out with we are in like homeroom or whatever, and they're putting on Romeo and Juliet. Now I'm wondering, because at some point Paige is like, I have all my lines memorized, but are they just doing one scene from it, or are they doing the whole thing? Because there's no way that she memorized all of Romeo and Juliet.
I kind of get the feeling that they're breaking it up into like chunks.
Scene,
And that
okay.
like Paige is like Juliet today or like this week or something.
Okay. I hope
That's
that's what
kind
it
of,
is.
yeah. I mean, unless Paige is way more studious than we think she is at this point.
Right.
And she's just like, actually, I've memorized the entire play top to front, or top to front, top to
Yeah.
bottom. And I don't even
I'm
need
an
to wink.
expert in iambic pentameter.
Yes.
Okay, well, that I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
But there's so many great spinner lines in this episode.
I think that we were sleeping on Spinner when we first watched this. Like, he is
I
so
wasn't.
funny. I think I
I
didn't, I don't think I appreciated him to the val like the level which I should, until I think it was until like season five when he got a haircut and I was like, oh, this boy is cute, I think I like him now.
Yeah. I don't know, I always loved him. Always loved the funny guy.
Oh, always love the funny guy, but I don't think I knew that in eighth grade, ninth grade when we watched. Also, wait, back to the Shakespeare situation for a second. Okay, wait, who was your, I don't think we ever had overlapping teachers in middle school, but in eighth grade, I had Mr. Ryan, and we did A Midsummer's Night's Dream, and he did basically the same thing that they're doing now. Like, he was like, so and so and so and so, you guys read these parts today. And I don't even know if Greg remembers this, but Greg and I played opposite each other for one scene. In like on one day, and I thought it was really funny because in eighth grade I was so much bigger than him, and I was like, we must look stupid right now. Yeah, I don't think he
That's
remembers
funny.
that though.
Oh, I can ask. I don't think he's listening.
I don't think he is
I
either.
don't think
If
he's
you are
listening.
Greg, we love you.
Yes. But we can ask. But that is funny. No, I did not have Mr. Ryan in eighth grade. Who did I have? Miss Was that seventh grade? Did I have an eighth grade? I don't remember. I blocked most of my childhood from my
So
memory, except for Degrassi. So we
just
love
keeping the
that.
important parts in there.
Exactly. Okay, so they're putting on scenes from Romeo and Juliet. We got our favorite man of the hour, comedian legend Spinner. And he's like, oh, I remember what it is. They have the sex educator come in.
Dr. Sally.
Dr.
Did
Sally,
you know
who's
that she's
actually a big,
real?
yeah, she's
Yeah.
real. She's a big deal.
I thought she was a character. Like, when obviously now I know this, but like when we first watched, I thought she was a character that was made up in the world of Degrassi to be just like general sex ed for all Canadian middle schools and high schools. I
No,
had no idea
Dr.
that she
Sally's
was
a
actually,
legend.
yes, I had no idea until I was older.
She's real. She's legit. And I
She
love her.
also, like, aside from her being kind of old, the way that she talks about like sex and like relationships to them in this year, because what it's still 2002 or whatever, right? I thought that
Yeah.
was really like, I thought that was really progressive of her.
Well, I feel like it's really fight her to
Yeah.
have this conversation.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
Because
they
I,
must
okay,
know.
right? And also, okay, so I would say that in our school we had like a fairly progressive sex ed like curriculum,
Yeah.
right? But like for her, for Dr. Sally to be like, okay, yeah, physically and biologically, you guys are
But
already
not
have sex.
mentally.
Yeah, but she's like, but that's up to you. And I was like, whoa, literally no one said that to us in school. Not in my
Yeah.
memory, at least.
No, nobody did say that.
Right? I don't know. Once again,
Yeah.
opportunity was not presented to me. But I feel like if someone had said that, there may have been people who like second guessed or like took a moment to actually consider,
Yeah.
you
But
know?
then Spinner is like, "Hey, Dr. Sally, I have a question. What would you suggest?" Pretty much, he's like, "What should Jimmy and Ashley do?" Because they've been together for 8 months, and
Also, 8 months is not that long.
I mean, yes and no. I feel like it is like long enough, but maybe at that age, it's not that
I
long.
feel like it's equal parts not like it's a long time to be with someone at that age, but it's not a long time and like, oh, well, 8 months, let's get naked. Like, in that respect, I'm like, do
Yeah.
you guys have to?
Well,
Like, why do you feel
there,
like you have to?
right, there needs to be a progression. Like, you can't just like one day be like, we've only held hands, but let's have sex tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
And that's kind of what it
that's.
felt like. And that's why I'm like, what's going on here, guys?
That's how it
So,
felt.
right.
But I do have my. Oh, should I save it for the end? I'll save it for the end. But yes, Spinner's hilarious this episode, and I love him very
He
much.
Spinner's whole like he had a different innuendo for every line that came out of his
Everything.
mouth. Like, and so to me, I was like, okay, my guy is very immature. He can't actually talk about it. But then when they're in the drugstore and he's like, okay, Jimmy, like, let's go. Let's make some moves. And Jimmy freaks out. And Spinner's just like, all right, I got him. Let's go.
Yeah, I do like that Ashley and Jimmy both got their own condom.
Yes. I'll, like, yeah, I was proud of Ashley. She was like, you heard what Dr. Sally
Yeah.
said.
But
Everyone
also,
needs to be prepared.
in 2002, though, did they have same-day delivery for condoms?
Okay. I
Were you
was,
wondering
that
that?
was, yes, I even have it in my notes. Like, this is not Amazon. Because, like, and also
Amazon didn't
that she,
exist.
no, and she paid with a card at the door.
Yeah.
So, what was this delivery situation?
I don't know. Maybe it's something with like the Canadian government that they provide
Maybe.
same day condoms.
Can someone who's Canadian please let us know what this
Yeah.
was?
Yeah, message us on Instagram.
Just even if you have just like an inkling, maybe it was like maybe there's a chain of drugstores that do it. I don't know.
In
But
2002.
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but I that definitely was a question that I had.
Yeah.
And
Also, oh, I'm
alt.
sorry, my oven just
Oh, that's okay.
Ashley was so mean to Terry again.
Oh, I know.
I hated it.
And Paige is
Oh, Paige was in fucking
so
fine form.
mean.
Like, yeah. Like, she's
So
definitely
mean.
doing it because she sees that it bothers Ashley and she's like pushing her buttons. But like, girl. there's a line, and now you're just being mean. Like, you're not even like poking fun or whatever. Like, you're being mean.
Yeah, like when she's like, "Oh, like I didn't think that Jimmy was unhappy with you because you haven't had sex yet," and then she was like, "He said that," and she, and then Paige was like, "No, well, I didn't hear anybody say that."
Yeah, like, oh my God. Also,
just beyond.
first of all, who is this third boy that was hanging out with Jimmy and Spencer?
Oh my God. Okay, so his face looked, I saw him too, and his face looked so familiar. And I could have sworn that he was the same face as this actor from the Superstar movie. Do you remember that movie with Molly Shannon?
Yes.
And I
Yeah.
looked it up and it's not him.
Okay.
And I don't know him from anywhere. But I had the same question because I was like, I don't remember Jimmy having a third friend over here.
Yeah. Okay, so I okay.
I looked at the actor's name.
Who what's he who is he? Sorry, I just stuttered real bad.
Oh, it's okay. I deleted it, but let me go
Oh,
back.
never mind.
It's okay. But like he was not in anything that I know him
Okay.
from.
And that's
Yeah.
funny. Okay, but then also the way that they like that Spinner and then that other guy who I did they ever even say his name? Were talking about the girls. I wanted to punch through my computer screen. I was like, I get that you're like a 14-year-old boy and you're rude and disrespectful, but oh, like
Yeah.
when it comes to stuff like that, I'm like, nah, now I see how people are too old to watch teen dramas. But then Jimmy stood up for them, so what a feminist king.
I missed that part. What happened? He wasn't
I don't,
paying
he just kind
attention.
of like shut it down. I don't remember exactly what he said, but they were like, I don't know, but he. Yeah. That was super articulate of me. You're welcome.
It's okay. Our listeners tune in for our intellectual conversations.
I do have a note that says, why is Ashley's hair? Because it's, I know it's the same every episode, but it's starting to wear on me. Why does it do that? Who did that to her? And she should sue for emotional damages. Like what had it? It looks like cartoon hair,
Her
so that's
hair?
yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was badass at
I don't think I ever did. I never got
the
the. Also, keeping them, I think I said this before, but since I like actually started watching at the beginning of season five, when I don't think Ashley was there anymore, and then when I like backtracked to season one, I was like, who the fuck is Ashley? Why does anyone care about her? And I like honestly, I stand by that.
I never cared
Sorry.
about her and never will.
Like
Sorry,
they
Melissa
yeah.
McIntyre.
I hope you're well, but your character blows.
Yeah, no, we're talking about your character. We're not talking about you as a person. I care
Yeah.
about you. I hope you're doing well.
Okay. So wait, do we want to go through the whole eighth grade storyline and then backtrack to the grade sevens?
don't have time for that.
Well, no, I'm just
Do
saying,
you want
like, do you
to?
want to? No, but I'm saying, like, do you? Because I'm just running down my notes, and
Well,
obviously they're like,
we're almost finished with
okay.
eighth grade, right? And then we'll go back to Emma, the B plot. Okay, so
The B plot that also is kind of the C plot at the same time is well done, in my humble
right.
opinion.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Because Sean's in
Yes. Yeah.
it. Oh my God, he's talking about his dog that he had to leave behind in Waseca Beach. Because
Yeah.
Tracker's apartment doesn't allow dogs.
I like how you're name dropping him now that we figured out what his name is.
We love Tracker.
We love Tracker. Also, why is
Okay.
Tracker so much older? Unless he's not actually supposed to be as old as he looks. But he looks old.
I don't know. I mean, it could be from another relationship too. Like, could be
Yeah.
like mom had him with like someone else. I don't know. I
But
don't
this is pure conjecture.
know. Yeah. But okay. The Jimmy and Ashley buy condoms, and oh, and then Ashley also buys Jimmy a gold chain with a J on it,
Yeah.
which was an interesting choice.
It's not a choice I would have made, but
No.
Jimmy is a good boyfriend and he loves it. So
He did love it. Yes, he loves it.
good for
And
him.
yeah. Exactly what I wanted. And so Ashley's parents go out and Jimmy comes over and ultimately they figure out they're not ready for sex. And they just want to
Yes.
blow up the condoms into balloons. And
Yes.
that's what they do. And then Toby walks in on them and he's like, put your condoms away before mom and dad get home.
Love Toby, I'm gonna be
I know
honest.
what you're doing. I see those are condoms.
I have a good thing and a bad thing about that. Aside from the fact that we just spent all of our time talking about how much Ashley sucks, I did not like for her how she kept being like, "Come on, Ash, grow up." I'm like, listen to your heart, like that one song says.
Listen to your heart.
Yes, thank you.
Welcome.
You saw the opportunity and you took it. But then I
Have
was
to.
proud of her for being the one who was like, "I can't, like, I'm not. This is not going to happen today." Like, good for you, because if both of you would have went through with it, it could have been not good for either of you.
Right.
But yeah, so I was like proud of her for standing up for herself, or I don't even know if standing up for yourself is the right term there, but for not straying too far from her comfort zone is more what I'm saying.
Yeah, she like I think at first when she said it, when she like got up from the bed and I don't exactly remember what the line was. I think she was like, I can't, like I'm
Yeah.
sorry. It came off as rude, but
It also
everything she
came
does
off, yeah, yes.
comes off as rude.
It also came off really panicked. Like it was like, I don't know, like she wasn't actually prepared to say that, but it's what came out anyway. But that's still like, I'm still happy that she said something. But
Oh, of course.
yeah. So yeah, and then they live happily ever after as virgins.
Yeah, until the next time.
Bum, bum, bum.
Because, wait, so do they end up, they do eventually. No, you know what? They don't. And then Ashley ends up with Craig, and they do, right? And then after Craig, she eventually gets back with Jimmy,
She
and
gets
then
back with
there
Jimmy,
was
and I
that
think.
whole thing because he was wheelchair Jimmy at that point.
Yeah, and it was like a
So
whole
it
situation.
was a whole thing where he couldn't engage in that act.
But then he like
Oh, but
but
then
then
they
but
figure
then
out
at
he
the end,
can.
yeah.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
I was gonna say, but do that like but is there like a resolution to that, or is it just like, oh my God, hey, look, it happened. I know I can. And then do they n
Well, they.
I don't remember the end of that episode. I remember that scene very specifically with Jimmy at physical therapy burned into
Well,
my
I guess we'll
brain.
see.
Yeah.
Guess we'll see. Okay, my cat is crawling on me, and her paws are wet, and
Oh no.
I don't love that for me.
She just really wants to remind you that she's here and she is a presence.
And she just peed.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. As a side note, my sister got a puppy 2 weeks ago. No, like 10 days ago. And she has this really fun habit of like peeing and then walking right through it. This dog always has wet feet. And I'm like, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard. But she's really sweet and tiny. She weighs less than 9 pounds.
Queenie's 9 pounds.
Oh my god, they can be friends.
Queenie thinks that all dogs are enemies, though.
I
Oh, she's
mean.
crawling into my lap. Do it, Queenie. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Bless me with a cuddle. Bless me with a cuddle. Oh, you know what? She wants me to put the blanket over my lap. There it is.
She has you wrapped around her finger.
Oh, yeah. She knows it.
Okay.
Okay. Now she's.
Are we gonna die?
By the way,
yeah.
I put the blanket on my lap, and now she's cuddling on my lap.
God damn it!
I know her
so cute.
Well. I know.
Almost like she's yours.
Okay. Well, I got her when she was 2 already. Okay. Yes.
But how long? Wait. How long have you had her? A couple of years now, right?
No, just a year. I got her last November.
Oh.
It's like a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, that's like a good bit of her life then, though.
Yeah. But I have no idea what her life was before I met her.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you need to go to, like,
a Dr.
Doolittle
no to...
situation.
I know. I was going to say the
just stare really deeply into her eyes, you. And maybe it'll just come to you.
I'm gonna kiss her. No!
Did she run away?
She left. Yeah.
God damn it.
Okay, Cutie, come back, please.
Okay. Seventh graders.
Seventh graders. So Emma's hair is just like constantly
that
awful.
Three ponytail thing. They did that to her. And we're like, we're going to put you on TV. Like,
but not only that, her hair's always, like, disheveled. Like,
yeah, she always
they don't
messy.
Brush it.
Yeah. Also, on another layer of embarrassing. You know what? The long game Emma glow up is retribution for season 1.
Yes.
That's my stance.
Yeah.
Also, okay,
yeah,
so
she's in it for the long game.
Yeah. Because Mary McDonald is actually beautiful.
Now she's like an Instagram model.
She's like real hot. Like, good for you, Mary.
I know, but I feel like she got work done and that kind of makes me sad.
Oh, yeah.
But
we still have
that much work, but
we still have like all of these seasons of her in Degrassi looking A+ without much, if any. Like, I mean, unless you count orthodonture as getting work done.
No, I don't count that. That's
fine. But yeah, okay, so the seventh graders are just like a whole wild web of crushing on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my opinion, we got the first taste of Liberty being obsessed with JT.
We did.
So we did. I love that. That's like the most far out foreshadowing.
Yeah, that's really in advance foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Because when did she get pregnant? Like, much later on.
I think she was pregnant in season 5.
Yeah. And I feel like that happened pretty suddenly, too. Like, I don't feel like were they together that long?
I feel like no. But you know what? We just keep saying it. We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. I know. Let's focus. Sorry. I keep, like, talking about the future. Yes, we have our seventh graders. So that's Toby, Sean, Emma, Manny, JT, and
Liberty.
Liberty, yes. So
I feel like Manny's she's not getting juicy storylines yet.
Not yet. Not
Maybe
yet.
That's
they're
why we have
her.
The whiplash for season 2.
Yeah, they're saving her for They probably knew. They probably knew where they were going with it, and they were like, we need to take it easy with her and, like, keep her innocent for season 1.
I appreciate the forethought, but I think no, only because they have so many characters to juggle.
Yeah.
Like, I think if it was just the Emma and Manny show, then probably, but there's so many kids.
Yeah, that's true. That's a question for Linda Skyler.
Yes, when we got Linda Skyler on the show. So yeah, okay, yeah. So Liberty has a big disgusting crush on JT. Toby has a big disgusting crush on Emma, who has a big disgusting crush on Sean.
Sean.
Oh. And Sean, I thought Sean was he was a real dude bro in a good way. Because he saw, like, it was when Emma was like, "Hey, Sean, do you want to come watch this movie with us?" And Toby was like shitting a kitten over there. He was like, "No, I'm okay." He saw the
Also,
signs and took the fall.
he saw the signs, took the fall, and she was like paying no mind to Toby inviting her
None.
over and turning it into her romantic pursuit, inviting Sean.
You know
Like,
what?
yeah,
Good
that's
for
the
her.
Emma. No, totally. Like, that's the Emma we know and love.
Yes. How long does the Toby Emma thing last? Because I feel
I
like
think
that's
it
another
ends
thing that.
very quickly. It ends
Yeah.
very quickly.
Well, I
Because
mean, how can
I.
you deny that chemistry between Emma and Sean? Like,
Oh,
where
you
else was this gonna
can't.
go?
You can't deny it.
Right?
You can't deny it. There's no denying.
So,
If we asked Daniel Clark, he'd say the same thing. There's no denying.
there's literally none.
He'd say,
It's
Girly Pop,
electric.
it's electric. Boogie woogie woogie. Yeah, so Toby invites a bunch of friends over in hopes that him and Emma can kindle a relationship, kindle some sparks. But then Emma, on her, like, they're all about to go, and then Liberty's like, wait, but what about the deadline? And she's like, oh shoot, I'll catch up with you guys in an hour. And of course, Liberty has her working forever. Then on her way out, who does she see?
Mr. Sean.
Mr. Sean Hope Cameron,
As
who
a
needs
quick
help.
aside, because we know that we can talk about Sean for days, I feel like this is not the first episode where Liberty said, "Hey, do you want to go get a smoothie after school?" Like, I love her. She wants so badly to like be friends with these people, and she's like, she's just going for it, and I don't think
I
they're giving
know.
her like justice
Well,
for Liberty in seventh grade.
I think it kind of, she kind of has an ulterior motive in that, because I think she might, in her Liberty mind, think that Emma likes JT and wants to keep her away from JT. That's just my
Oh.
theory. That's my
Well,
theory.
but it could be similar to the Toby thing where she's like, well, if I hang out with her, then I can hang out with JT.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe she's trying to get in good with Emma.
And also, maybe she just needs friends.
Yeah, well, that, yeah. No, she does need friends for sure.
Because I think she asked Ashley one time to go get a smoothie. Also, Liberty, maybe if you stopped asking people to go get smoothies with you, then they would want to hang out with you.
Yeah. Or they could do something else that's like not getting a smoothie.
Yeah, like anything else. There's so many activities to try.
So many activities in Canada.
Specifically.
Yeah, so okay, and then obviously Sean and Emma, we can't deny that
Talking.
chemistry that they have. Emma's helping them out
Yes.
with his research or what. I don't, I wasn't paying attention to exactly what that was about,
Yeah, no,
but
neither was I.
yeah.
Like,
But it's very cute. And then, like, there we shift to Toby at home with Manny and JT waiting on a stoop, and they're like, of course she didn't show up, like she ditched. Classic Emma.
also, though, the way that JT was like, what did he say exactly? where he was like, "Toby, your movie put me to sleep." Like, JT, do you not see what's happening? Like, I feel like Manny knows what's going on.
Manny
But
knows what's going on.
JT,
Yeah, he's
just a little bit
definitely.
of awareness. Like, this is your
Yeah.
supposed best friend. I feel like you should know.
Yeah, I
Like,
think
the, you know.
he's a little out of the loop on that. And then how does that end with that crew?
Toby gets mad and they're back at school the next day, and then Manny is just like, he has a crush on you. And she's like, "What, me? Him? No." Could never.
Never, because I love Sean.
God, I cannot wait. Is the next episode their first date?
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Well, we'll look it up after. So let's discuss character, favorite character, favorite line, and moral of the story.
Okay. All right. Okay, so who is your character of the day?
Mine's gonna have to be Spinner.
I don't think I would ever say no to a spinner
Yeah. Well, because he
moment.
reminded me why we love him so much. He had so much value to the conversation. He's so funny,
He's
and
so funny.
his humor is so smart. Like I mean, kind of dumb, but like he always has like a witty reply, as you were saying earlier. And this goes into my quote of the episode.
Okay.
Okay.
Do tell.
So, oh, of course I forgot it. I didn't write it down. Jimmy is like Ash, or I'm gonna give Ashley the ultimate, or Ashley is giving me the ultimate gift. And then Spinner says, "A Ferrari?"
Yes.
He's like, "No, idiot." But I love that line. That
Yes,
made me
that's
laugh out loud.
such a good one from him.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have a separate section that's just like spinner quotes of the day.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because he's so freaking funny.
We could do that for next episode.
Yeah. Next episode might be a kind of big one, I feel. But we'll see. My character is Jimmy because I liked that he was very respectful of Ashley when she was like, "I can't," and he was like, "Okay, cool, neither can I."
Yeah.
And also, even though I can't remember the exact interaction, I like he was still really like he stood up for the girls when they were being really gross about Ashley and Paige. So, and then my quote is a Liberty quote. It's scheduled in my Palm Pilot.
Scheduled in my Palm Pilot.
That's
Oh my
just
God,
not
so
something you say,
2002.
right? So, yeah.
What
All
if
right, what's
Palm
your
Pilots made a
lesson?
comeback? My
Oh my God, what
lesson.
if they did?
That'd be great. My lesson of the episode. Lesson of the episode is go with your gut. If you're not ready for something, don't do it. And vocalize your feelings. All never be afraid on your fears, your hope. Like, stand up for yourself.
Yeah. Mine
That's my
is
lesson.
mine's similar to that. It's pretty I would say that it is a direct PSA towards Ashley and possibly Jimmy. I said, don't have sex unless you want to have sex. Don't have sex because you think everyone else is because they're not. And don't be embarrassed if you do because everyone does.
Yeah,
So
so
that's
basically we had the same lesson, but you just used the word sex, and I was
And
trying to not say that.
you were making it applicable to everything, and I was just
Everything.
like, for this
Sex.
episode specifically,
Copy that. Copy that.
just don't, if you don't.
Okay, so anything else about the
Oh.
episode before we talk about what's coming up next?
I don't even think we did general impressions of the episodes. I found this episode to be very cringy.
Oh, yeah.
I was like basically throwing myself around the room because everything was making me like lose my mind. I was like, everything is so uncomfortable. Nothing about this is smooth. And I get it's all part of growing up, but I'm like, oh my God, everyone is definitely saying the wrong thing all the time.
You know, honestly, they lost me as soon as Dr. Sally came in. So
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the I already know this is gonna be an incredibly awkward episode when sex is involved with eighth graders.
Yeah.
So
Like an eighth, you don't even know how to use your own parts in eighth
yeah,
grade. What are you
I
doing
know.
having sex with
But
people?
I did appreciate those little moments with like Sean and Emma, like knowing that their romance is going to build slowly over the course of, however many seasons, and I'm excited about that. And also excited to see like Spinner's growth.
Spinner, no, like now that we're starting at the beginning, Spinner has the most incredible, in my opinion, incredible character arc.
Yes.
Like he
Yeah.
goes from like pissant child to moderate delinquent to actual good guy, all in the span of like
Yeah.
six seasons.
I mean, he marries Emma.
I pretend that doesn't really exist. I don't like
I know, me too, me too, me too.
that.
Okay. I have up the episode for next week. I
Yeah.
can read us the blurb. We will be watching Degrassi: The Next Generation, Season 1, Episode 7, Basketball Diaries. Woohoo! That's a big one. All right. Jimmy wants to join the basketball team, but has to practice so much that it is affecting his studies. To give him more focus, he gets Spinner to give him a Ritalin pill. Meanwhile, Liberty is tired of not getting any credit for her speech writing. Solid. Yeah, it is a big Spinner episode with the rib.
Yeah. Which is also like a heavy topic for eighth graders.
Anything to say about what's coming up next week? Like, are you nervous? Are you excited for the episode? How are you feeling?
I don't know. This is another like this at this point in time in the show. These are all things that I like never experienced as a seventh grader or an eighth grader.
Yeah.
So there's like a weird like mental disconnect of like this doesn't happen in real life because it didn't happen to me, so it doesn't exist.
I know, with the Ritalin situation.
Yeah. Like even now, I'm like, I would never recreationally.
I would never know. And they're doing it in eighth grade, that's so young.
Right in eighth grade. Although,
It
okay, so one
affects your
summer,
brain at that point.
yeah. There was one summer though where I was interning for a movie and I was like working with like the I forgot what the like what I had just, what it was, but like licensing almost. And I should like email a bunch of companies and be like, "Hey, we're filming a movie and we're just like using your product. Is that allowed or do we need to like cover up the label basically." And so I texted my aunt and I was like, "Hey, what's the ADD meds that my cousin is on?" And I think that she like thought that I was up to something nefarious, but I was like, "Nope. Just for work because people don't really like it when you abuse their drug on in a
Right.
movie or a TV show, so this is going to be hard." So, yeah, that's the closest I came to recreationally speaking.
I did really poorly on my first SATs, like to the point where my mom literally was like, "Are you on drugs? Are you stupid?" It was very traumatizing. And
Thanks, Mom.
yeah, it was very traumatizing. But I mean, I felt bad enough about what I got. You know, I didn't need her asking me if
Yeah.
I was stupid. But for the next time, I sneakily took an aid. Wait, what's it called? Adderall.
Did you?
I did.
So scandy.
I took a half an Adderall.
Yeah,
And it didn't do anything. And then
did you
then
do
I took
better though?
I did a little better, but it was because I studied and it had nothing to do, I promise. It had nothing to do with pill. And then I did take the SATs the third time and I didn't take any drugs for that one and I did the best.
That's good.
So yeah.
I only took them once because I didn't want to sit for it. I was like, so I don't know. I was not a good student. Like I just
Yeah.
was so disengaged through every single second.
Yeah. I don't know what
So.
was going on. And then, when was it? I feel like there was one time in like 11th grade that my friend snuck a what's the one? Not Valium.
Xanax.
Xanax. Yeah, my friend snuck a Xanax from her mom and gave it to me. And she was
For
like, for emergencies. And then
emergency.
and I had it like in my wallet for months until my parents like went out one night and I was like, I'm gonna take my Xanax. And it didn't do anything. I just kind of watched I'm literally positive I watched Degrassi that night and went to sleep. So yeah, drugs really aren't for me
They're
personally.
really, yeah, they're not my jam. I
I
would
don't
much
do a lot of
prefer
them.
to drink.
Yeah, I like my wine.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. And I have friends who are like, why don't you just, I'm like, 'cause I don't know, 'cause I just like, I don't know. I'm pretty satisfied with my vice of choice and I don't need another one.
Yeah, you need one. But if you have too many, then there's too many.
There's too many, and how am I supposed to pick? I need hyper fixate on things.
Exactly.
So.
All right. I feel like we talked about everything we need to talk about.
Yeah. Do you ever like get concerned about how much we can talk? Like it can go. We.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to stop us.
Yeah.
No, but I hear you. I hear you. We could talk about it for a while.
Forever.
Forever.